Simone Jackson is spending the first morning of seventh grade at the Salt Lake County Health Department's immunization clinic.
After I get this, then I'll be able to go actually into my school.
Stormy Henny is the immunization nurse who's going to give three of the required shots.
Okay, so we're going to do the tetanus on the right, correct?
Okay.
Okay.
I changed my mind. Maybe I am a little scared of needles.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Jackson faces the prospect of having to come back for one more shot. She could have a second chickenpox vaccination today, but her mother wants to check with her doctor before going ahead. The Utah Department of Health says over 38% of parents claim exemptions like this so they can enroll their kids on time. It offers a grace period to deal with situations like Simone's.
I want to be sure that that's something that she actually needs.
Shauna Alexander is a single working mother who took time off from her new job to get Simone the vaccinations she needs so she can be in school by the afternoon.
So it's better safe than sorry. We're going to make sure that that's what she actually needs, and then we're going to do that if that's what she needs.
More than one-third of parents seek exemptions because they say too many vaccines are given too soon. And almost as many parents say the immunization requirements conflict with their philosophical beliefs. Stormy Henny says a big part of her job is education.
Exemptions are a last resort. Vaccines are building shields around these children that for whatever medical reason that they have aren't able to get the vaccines at the time.
Do you want me to paperclip it together to make it easier?
Yeah, paperclip their stuff.
Utah's ninth among the states for immunization exemptions. State health officials say they use data on the exemptions to shape policies that help protect the public from preventable diseases. Judy Fays, KUER News.